You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, like it or not, Satan's attacking families, and he's out there big time every day. There are qualifications for anyone that wants to approach God. This is what it takes to dwell with God. Psalms 15, that's what this whole chapter is about. Let's look and see what it says. Verse 1, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does all these things shall never be moved. You see, I personally believe that the husband's role is patterned after the biblical example of the family patriarchs we read about in the Bible. Every little boy should be taught how to become one. Every little girl should be taught how to be a biblical helpmate. Let's look at atonement, where God is our covering. I'm going to use the King James Version. They invented this word because there was no English word that properly conveyed the meaning of the Hebrew word to English. In other words, for atonement, for in English, there's no word that went from Hebrew to English properly. It's Kippur. It comes from Strong's 3722. It's 3725 Kippur, but it comes from 3722, but in a plural form, atonement. Kippur means to cover, to atone for our sins. In other words, it really means to cover them up. Let's look at an old English term for the bride that defines her status. Something that women don't have today that was stolen from them that they should, biblically. This status was taken away from the women in this country in the 1950s. Until then, women were protected by it. And it comes from the common law, and the common law is based off the Bible. It's coveture. It's a noun. Coveture. It's a protected or concealing covering. It's the legal status of a married woman considered to be under her husband's protection and authority. Oh boy, there are all kinds of women out there, if you're listening to this, not all of them, but there are women out there, if you're listening to this, they're hopping mad. What do you mean? My husband is my covering. I'm equal. I got equal rights. Yeah, that's right. The government went along with this and Satan stole your role and your protection from you. And now most women don't even realize it and they don't understand what they have lost. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.